This week's parsha, Parshas Chayisara, the Torah tells us the following pasuk: Va'avraham zaken ba bayamim, that Avraham Avinu was elderly. He was a zaken ba bayamim, and he is coming with many days. He has a lot of days and years under his belt. And the Torah proceeds to tell us the story that Avraham Avinu realizes that Yitzchak needs a shidduch, sends Eliezer, and so on. So, just isolating that pasuk, Avraham zaken ba bayamim, the Svarim Kedoshim point out the following thing. They say that the truth is, when we think of tzaddikim, when we hear stories about them, or we read biographies about tzaddikim, we tend to think that all their lives they were on this like exalted level of clarity, of enlightenment, of exuberance, of simcha, of hislavos, of excitement in avodas Hashem. That's the tendency we have. And the truth is, at a certain point in the tzaddik's journey, they get to that place. But what we don't realize is, and the tzaddikim themselves have, revealed this to us, is that that's only at the very end. The phenomenon that each and every one of us go through, which is lack of clarity, lack of excitement, laziness, just feeling nothing, and just plugging away and trying to force ourselves to do the next mitzvah, to force ourselves to learn and to daven, and to do what we know we're supposed to do, without any excitement, without any clarity, not knowing when we're going to turn that corner and have clarity. That's not just something that we experience. That's something that all the tzaddikim experience, and they only become the tzaddik that we envision, that we admire, that we wish we had in our own lives, only at the very, very end. And this is hinted to in the pasuk. Avraham, you want to know when Avraham Avinu became Avraham, that person that we imagine to be on fire with Yiddishkeit, all that? Zaken ba bayamim. That's only at the very, very end. But Avraham Avinu, to become that Avraham Avinu, had to spend years of trudging through the mud and pushing himself and working and feeling nothing and having questions and doubts and uncertainty. Rav Nachman Ressler, for example, quotes, he doesn't say which tzaddik it was, but he quotes from an earlier tzaddik, that if this earlier tzaddik said that if I was told when I was a young person how big tzaddikim experience this, how when you're feeling no clarity, no exuberance, and no momentum, and no energy at all for Yevodas Hashem, you're not alone. That's something that the Chavetz Chaim on his level felt. That's something that all tzaddikim feel at some point, and they just persevere and they push through that darkness. This old tzaddik said, if I heard it when I was young, I'd be even greater now. So that's what we have to know, that Avraham, when did Avraham become Avraham Avinu? Zaken Baba Yam. It took many, many years for him to become that. We're introduced to Avraham Avinu in Chumash when he's 75 years old. Took him a long time, many years of not knowing, of who knows what's going to be, of pushing himself to become that person. As the Maaseh say with Reb Zusha, Reb Zusha used to say that he's not looking forward. He said, Zusha is not looking forward to the reward that I'm going to have in Olam Haba for the mitzvahs that I did when I was already Zusha. What I'm looking forward to is the schar in Olam Haba that I'm going to get from the mitzvahs that I did before I was Zusha. That's what he said. That's what we have to remember. All the questions and doubt and darkness that we all experience in our own lives, in trying to wake up in the morning, get a shul on time, trying to focus ourselves, to try to do the right thing, to watch what we say and to watch what we see and watch what we eat, all that stuff, and it doesn't feel very satisfying. That's exactly what all the tzaddikim experienced, and it's because of their devotion in those times that eventually they became to be the Avraham Avinus that we know, that we read about in Chumash. So Hashem should help that each and every one of us, we should strengthen ourselves to persevere, to get to that point of where we could say ourselves that we have become the Avraham Avinu, but after Zagin Baba Yamim, each and every one of us, we should be Zocha to come into Shabbat, Menuchas HaNefesh, Menuchas HaGuf, and both individually and collectively see the redemption of our people. Be as called Tzedek, may have remained Amen.